We're going to start from Daf Mem Daled, Amud Aleph, about 15 lines up from the bottom. The first word on line is Bey, Bey Kezayis, and we're going to start at the end of the line, Esvei. But before we do that, let's just give a quick summary of what we're up to. We had Rav Dimi said over the member of Rabbi Yochanan that when do we say Hetem Tzar for the Isser, it's limited to the case of Nazirus. And when he said this over, Abaye said, asked the question, are you really saying that Hetem Tzar for the Isser is limited to Nazirus? And it's not a din in Kol HaTorah Kula. We have the Mishnayos over here in Tvuyoim about the Mekafe Shel Truma, or the Mekafe Shel Chulin. Really, it's coming from the Sefer, that's the question. Where the Tvuyoim touched the spices which were Truma, then the only pass in the Mokum HaGoyim, we said that the explanation for that case is because we're talking about Dimua De Raisa, like Rashi said. Dimua De Raisa. And that's why a Zor who would eat from this Dimua De Raisa would get Malkus. And we said, therefore, that would be the reason why, even though Lamaisi should say that it's bottled to the Chulin, which is the Iker, the Mekafel is Chulin, and the Tavlin of Truma should be bottled, but we said, obviously the Torah, it gives a Zachar Shivus to the Truma, and it's not Machshev like Truma Mamish, because otherwise the whole thing would be Tomei, but it's Machshev it enough that it makes the Machmagoy Pasul. And the Maisa, we want to know, what would be the Pshataka that the Zor is Loike? Why is the Zor Loike? What's the Din Dei Reis over here? So he said that Abaye wanted to say Tetim Star for this, sir. Rav Dimi was Manchem and said that it's the Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras. The person eats, the Zor eats a Kezayis of Truma when he eats a Pras worth of this mixture, this Mekafe. So he says, is that a Din Dei Reis? And Rav Dimi said, yes. And then Abaye had a strong kasha. He said, if Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras is Dei Reis, and we assume that Kutach HaBavli, a person who eats Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras, would get of the moldy bread a Kezayis worth, then if it's a Din Dei Reis, how could the Rabbanu argue with Rabbi Elazar and say that's Bloy Klum? They should agree with Rabbi Elazar to say that there is a Din Dei Reis of Malkus, because Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras is Dei Reis. So the Gemara asked back that what are you going to say then, therefore, if Taka, you'll go with the assumption that Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras is not Dei Reis. So we have no working pshat then, according to in Rabbi Bar Bachana's Loike, why the Zor is Loike, except for maybe you'll say that it's Hetem Tzar for the Isser. That Hetem Tzar for the Isser, Truma will be a Rai, that Hetem Tzar for the Isser is a Din in Kol HaTorah Kula, and that's why it works by Truma, it works by Nazirus, and Abaye's question Taka stands, that we should say Hetem Tzar for the Isser, but then it still wouldn't make sense, if it was Din in Kol HaTorah Kula, why the Rabbanu would argue with Rabbi Elazar, who said Hetem Tzar for the Isser, Taka is a Lav. Well, they dash in Kol, but even without Kol, you would say, once you see in Truma that it didn't call Teher Kula, you wouldn't even need any drushes, and Rabbanon should agree with Rabbi Elazar. So Gemara said, rather, let's take away the assumption that the Kutach HaBavli has a Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras, but Monofshach, it does not have a Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras, and therefore the working shot for Zor Loike on the Truma is Tak Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras is Dei Raiso. So you have Kezayis Bechtei Achilas Pras, which is Dei Raiso, and therefore we can still have the Rabbanon arguing with Rebbe Elazar using the drasha of Kol that Rebbe Elazar says it's a Marva Taruvus and Hetem Tzar for the Isser, and the Rabbanon argued. But Abaye comes back with another question. It comes from another Braisa. Esvei Shtei Kederes Achas Shel Chulin Achas Shel Truma. We have two pots. One has Chulin, one has Truma. Lufnein Shtei Maduchas. In front of these pots, you have two mortars, places where they crush the spices. Achas Shel Chulin Achas Shel Truma. One is Chulin, one is Truma. But Naflu Eilu L'Soich Eilu. And these fell into there. The Maduchas from the mortars fell into the Kederes, as Rashi says. And Shtei Maduchos, Rashi says, Shtei Maduchos, Shatavlin, Idoichim Besoichon. This is where the spices are crushed inside of them. Pilpul and peppers, Vizangvil and ginger. Elu Seich Elu, Maduchos, Idoich Akdeiros. So keep your finger on that, Rashi. Come back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, what would we say the Alocha is in such a case where they got mixed up? The Maduchos got mixed into the Kederes. We don't know. Did Truma fall into the Chulin? Did Chulin fall into the Truma? Did Truma fall into Truma? Did Chulin fall into Chulin? We don't know. Zok the Braisa, the Alocha is Mutar. We don't have to worry. Mutarin. Rashi says mutarin kederis lechulin lazor. A zor would be allowed to eat the kederis chulin. We assume that chulin fell into chulin and truma fell into truma, and all will be good. The Gemara explained shani oimer truma seicha truma naflo lechulin seich chulin naflo. Now, here's the question. If we take a whole kazayas bechdei achis bas once a shir, it's a din dei raiso. Why would we have this assumption, meaning the goal of kula? We could be makel. It's avoin miso over here. We're talking about misa b'dei shemayim, eating truma. Zor eating truma is misa b'dei shemayim. It could be also it's malchus, like we said earlier. Rabbi Bar Chana said, ayin the Rambam in Hilchus. The Rambam in Hilchus Sanhedrin Perek Yud Tes Halacha Beis. The Rambam says that any time you have a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim, and there's a zhoro for a lav sheyesh b'maisa, you get malchus also. So maisa, how could we go lekula over here? Because it's b'chliach his bas day raiso. Zot Rashi baiter v'dilma truma l'seich chulin nafal. Maybe taka truma fell into chulin v'chiyachole. Ika kazayis truma chias pras. Why shouldn't we be choishes that if itaka did get mixed in truma to chulin, chulin to truma, then this zor is eating a kazayis worth b'chias pras. Elish mami no. Rather, we must learn from here. Inami vaday nafalim. Even if we know for sure that chulin fell into truma, or vice versa, loy mechayim mishum kazayis bechli achias pras. We are not going to be mechayiv. That's why we're able to go lekula. Elam derabbanon. It's only a din derabbanon. It's not a din deraiso. Mechim esapkulon to lekula because it's din derabbanon. We could go lekula. Rashi brings another gear here. Maseches Nozeg Asina ve'elam mai. Hetem tzarif le'iser. So what? According to Abai, it's any better? What is he going to say the working pshat in that Bryce is? Hetem tzarif le'iser? The vaiti of the kasha. Hechi yomar shani yomer. Elo, hanach l'chumas tavim le'darbon. Let's go back to the Gemara. I'm sorry. We'll leave off on the last line for a minute. Back to the Gemara. Omar le'iser. Avdini answers, hanach l'chumas tavim le'darbon. Let's leave this case, this braisa alone, because this is talking about tavlin. We're talking about maduchas, we're talking about mortars where they crush the tavlin, the spices. So let's leave that on the side because that whole din is a din d'rabbanon. Back to Rashi, Rashi says, Elahanach l'shumas tavlin m'd'rabbanon. Spices themselves are only m'd'rabbanon m'chuyiv in truma because the reish is the gonchot, hirayish chavitza rechoksiv. The pasuk says that what do you have to give for truma? The first of your grains, of your wines, of your oils, but spices were not included in this. So therefore, you're only mechuyiv m'd'rabbanon. So therefore, since you're only mechuyiv m'd'rabbanon, so this whole mixture is only a mixture of m'd'rabbanon. Because m'd'raisa there's no truma on tavlin. So therefore, we're able to go to kula when they do get mixed up, and it's not a raya for the kazayis b'chdei achias pras. In general, would not be a din d'raisa. So therefore, avdimi stands. Now Rabbi comes with one more esvei similar, but we can't say the answer we just said. Shtei kupos achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. Let's say you have boxes. One has chulin and one has truma. Lifneim beis soin. And you have in front of these boxes, you have measurements of a saw each. Achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. And weiter again, we have a mixture now between the kupais and the soyin. The kupais and the soyin got mixed together. We don't know. The truma got mixed up with chulin. This price says mutorin. Shani yomer chulin say chulin aflu, truma say truma aflu. The Gemara comes the same question. Right now, here Rashi explains on the bottom line, kupos is gedolos. What we're dealing with here is mamish dogon. We're not dealing with tavlin anymore. Now we're talking about a day raisa. So this mixture must be a mixture day raisa. And as a mixture day raisa, the concern should really be that a person who would, a zora would eat from the mixture could end up eating kazayis bechdei achias pras. How could we say it's mutter? So it must be the kazayis bechdei achias pras. It's not a day raisa. And if it's not a day raisa, we come back to our whole system of questions, then all that we said earlier is a problem. And for Rav Dimi, Amalei Hanach Truma Bezmanazeh Drabbanon. It's not a problem because now we're talking about Truma Drab Truma, which is Bezmanazeh. Bezmanazeh, anyways, many shittas hold that Truma is not Deiraisa. So therefore, this mixture we're dealing with here is not a mixture of Deiraisa anymore Bezmanazeh, and therefore we are not concerned for Kazayas Bechli Achiyas Pas, which in generally would be a Din Deiraisa. But here, because we're talking about the Rabbanon, we have no concern. And therefore, we can be Mako when there's a mixture. And this that we said earlier is not a problem that Rav Avarchana's case, where he says Zerloika, could be the case of Gezayas Bechti Achiyas Bas, where it is talking about a Deiraisa. In fact, the Gemara Vayter on the second to bottom line, Behind Mishras, Lachiyu Dosa, are you telling me that the Pasuk Mishras that we said on Mem Gilom on Beis, we said according to Rav Yechanon, that Mishras means that the lechem is soaked in with wine, a wine that's less than a kezayis, and the lechem is mashlem ashir of the wine for a nazir to be mechayiv him. But you're telling me that therefore the word mishras is referring to hetem sarf leisr, teaching you didn't hetem sarf leisr. And how could it be? Hamim boyle lechadatanya. We need it for a different price, so we need this word mishras for a different droshon. It's not available. Hetem sarf leisr lechadatanya. Mishras litain tam keiker. It's really to teach you the din of tam keiker, that when you have just tam, we'll see in Rashi in a minute, and you don't have the mamoshes, it's still dammed up like it's the iker, like it's like as if the iker iser is really present. For example, the Gemara says shimshar anovim b'mayim yesh b'han tam yayin. If you were to soak grapes in water, and now because you did that, when you took out the grapes, it still has a taste of wine. Chayiv, that a nozir who drank this would be chayiv. Mikan atadon lochlater kulo, and from this din by mishras, which is stated by nozir, we can learn the din of tam keiker for kolater kulo through kal v'chomer uma nozir sheini sura yisra olam. Nozir has some kulos. The first kula of nozir is that the iser, its iser is not iser olam. It's not forever. It's going to go away. It's temporary. The second kula by nazir, the any isra isra'no. There's no isra'no for the nazir. Nazir allowed to use the skins of the grapes and so on for ano. B'yesh heter isuroi, and the third heter is that you can go to a chacham to be matir neder. Also, by tam keiker, even though all three kulis are present, we still were machmir. We said tam keiker with using the word mishras kelaim sheisura yisra olam kelaim, which is always going to be aser. The fruits of kelaim, when you have a mixture like that of let's say chitin and in a vineyard, so that mixture will always be aser. Yisura yisra ano. And you also cannot have any ano from it, like we learned earlier in the Masechta. Vein heter yisuroi, and you can't go to chacham to be matir it. Ein adin sheyasa tam keiker. So now we can make a kal v'chomer and say, surely we're here. There are three chumras over nazirus. So if we see a chumra by nazir, surely we could say a chumra over here by all other cases of that we could say tam keiker is takad alocha. Vuadin, the Gemara finishes. Vuadin l'arlo b'shtayim. The truth is, arlo also has this, but arlo doesn't have three chumras over nazir. It only has two chumras over nazir. And Rashi will explain. But l'maisa, we're up to now the question that how could we say mishras is teaching us tam keiker or is teaching us hetem sarf leisr? If we see here a braisa that tells us that mishras is really teach us tam keiker, you can't say it's both hetem sarf leisr and tam keiker from one place, from one word. Let's see Rashi before we answer the question. So to Rashi on the top, mem dal on beis litein tam keiker. Lastly, is tam eshel iser keikroi umamoshay, to make the taste of the iser like mamish, like the iser itself, mamosha, like it's mamosha, it's like the goof of the iser. The yesh b'ayin, the Gemara said, the Braisa said, if the water would have a taste of yayin, but mayim in the water, tam yayin, chayiv, because zayis man, al nazir would be chayiv for eating a kezayis of this mixture, which with tam keiker, the whole lav mishum hetem sarf leiser. The reason why the nazir is going to be chayiv is not because hetem sarf leiser, and let's get out of the problem that we have that Mishas really just teaches us one thing, and that would save us from teaching us Tam Kikr. That's not the reason why the Nazi is Chayim. Ela Mishum this Ovele Kuli Yisr. So Rashi, with Tam Kikr, the entire amount of water becomes Osir with Tam Kikr. Well, that's Mistarif Yisr. It's not available to teach us Hetem Mistarif Yisr. It's only available to teach us Tam Kikr. So we said that Mika Kavachimer from Nazi L'chol Terakulos Zakrashi She Time Eshel Isur Kiyam Mamashas. We always say that the time of the Isur is like its Mamashas, even if the Mamashas is not there. The time is treated like its Mamashas. Shein Isur Isur Elam. Rashi continues Elo Kimashapirish Kamashapirish. Oh, it's not an Isur Elam Nazirus. It's only how much the person stated, how much he was explicit with. In Stam, if he didn't say an amount, Shloshim Yoim, it's gonna be for 30 days. Anovim v'yayin mutar le'banov. But even so, even though he's aser ba'achilom of anovim v'yayin, but he's mutar ba'anovim v'yesh le'heter li'isuroi, and he could also get a heter to his issur. This is the third kula by Nazirus after his man, even during let's say Stam 30 days, ayedei ha'toras chacham, through the chacham's asking him shilas of why he took it on and so on, getting out of it. So we said that kelayim kerim, we have seeds that are mixed into a vineyard. So he said kelayim is isra olam. It's forever asur. Zora chita v'charetzon. If you sow a wheat seed and wheat and seeds of grapes together, hakol asur olam. It's going to be isra olam. So we said there are three chumras with kelayim. So you see that tam kikr should be a din kol atar kula through this kama chumr. Who are din orla b'shtayim? We said that orla doesn't have all three chumras, but still has. You can still make the kama chumr even with only one of the chumras. You would have been able to make the kama chumr. So what are the two chumras that are available by orla to make the kama chumr? So Rashi says kama chumr ze'at adon orla b'shtay drochem. We learn this din of Arlo in two ways, the Kal V'chomer. The Isura Isra No, number one, it does have Isra No, you cannot use Arlo, even for Ano. Vein Hetir, the Isura B'Seich Shalish. And during the first 3 years, there is no Hetir Isura, you can't go to a Chacham. Masha'en Kein Ben Nazir. And Nazir, you don't have these two things. Number one, it's Mutter, Bano. And number two, it could be Matel Isura during its time, even during the 30 days, we said. However, Orlo is missing one thing that Kalai Kerem had, is that it's not Isra Olam, because after 3 years, Maisa, it will be Mutter. It's interesting because the Maisa, it happens to be that after 3 years, the Orlo, right, we don't have a problem with the field, with the trees after that, but maybe the fruits themselves, even after 3 years, remain Osir. That's what we mean, that it doesn't have an Isser Oilam Orla because after 3 years the heter of these of this tree, let's say, will be mutter. So that's the question: how is Mishras used for heter mitzayf Isser when l'choira it should be used only for Tam Kikr like this Braisa? So, and for the Gemara, you want to know, back to the Gemara, 6 lines, 7 lines down, our money, Rabbanon. You know what this Braisa is going like? It's going like the Rabbanon. Meaning, Zakashi, our money, the Afikte Lahaikrot, the Tam Kikr. Who is this that we're, this Braisa, that we're saying that Mishras is being used for Tam Kikr? Rabbanon. It's Rabbanon, the Pligi Adir Bekiva, that argue with Rabbi Akiva. We'll see in a moment Rabbi Akiva Shito. The Hetem Mitzarif Isser, with regard to Hetem Mitzarif Isser, we'll come in Farish Mayim and we'll explain what this Machlokes is. This Machlokes is between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Akiva with regard to Hetem Mitzarif Isser. Rabbanon, like we kind of saw earlier, don't hold Taruvus is Balav, they don't hold Hetem Mitzarif Isser is Balav. So therefore, they darshan from Mishras, they darshan Tam Kikr. However, Rabbi Akiva, who darshans Hetem Mitzarif Isser, and similar to Rabbi Eliezer, he was who Rabbi Yechanan was speaking about L'chayra when he said that Mishras is being used for Hetem Mitzarif Isser, and we'll see where he knows Tam Kikr from. Zok Gemara Vayta. Rabbi Yechanan Domer Kri Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yechanan, who on Daf Mem Gimel Beis stated this halach of Hetem Mitzarif Isser He said that it's only about Nazirus, and therefore Mishas is being used for Hetam Asayfa Isser. Hai Rebbe Kiva, which Rebbe Kiva are we going with that he sees Rebbe Kiva holding Hetam Asayfa Isser is Belav? Ibeim Rebbe Kiva the Masnissen, if you'll tell me it's Rebbe Kiva of the following Mishnah, this Nan. We learned the Mishnah Rebbe Kiva Omer. Kiva says, Nozir Shashara Pita Biyayin, Biyeshboi, Litzorov Kidei Tizayis, Chayiv, that if a Nozir dips his bread into wine and there's enough to combine to make a kazayis, you'll tell me, and it says chayiv, alachos chayiv, so you tell me that the working of this brayso, so the reason why your chayiv is hetam safta iser, umi mahi, frak gemara, that can't be a rayo, maybe this is not the rayo, the gemara says, this is not the rayo that Rebbe Kiva holds hetam safta iser, because I can explain this brayso without using hetam safta iser. How? Umi mahi, do pass me yayin, who says that when the Mishnah says that you combine, the combination means that hetam safta iser, and that this combination of bread and wine, dilma miyayin lechudei, maybe it means to say that there's a kezayis of wine itself. There's a kezayis of wine itself. That's why the nazir is chayiv. So then you're going to tell me, so v'chitema miyayin lechudei mayin lememro. You'll ask me, so then why is it saying letzorei? Why are we talking about shor pita miyayin? Why are we talking about a combination over here? What's the combination? Teach me at all. Just teach me the din that if he had a kezayis of wine, he's chayiv. So obviously, so that's, you know, back to what we were thinking, that this is not kezayis masaf. So the Gemara explains, no. I could understand. Kamash Malon, the Afakav the Taruvis, that the Chiddush would have been that even this Bryce, this Mishnah is teaching us that even though you have Taruvis over here, you have some mixture, and the wine maybe is absorbed into the bread, we still say that you're chayiv, but nothing to do with Hetam Asayfa Isser. There's a kazayis of wine, and that's why you're chayiv. So therefore, this Mishnah is not a rayo for Rebbe Kiva that Rebbe Kiva holds Hetam Asayfa Isser. So we're going to come on to another one. We're going to come on to another one in a moment. We're going to come on to the Bais. Let's just see Rashi quickly. Rashi says, "Hi, Rebbe Kiva. Which Rebbe Kiva are we talking about? Hi, Milsa Rebbe Kiva. Shamina Hetam Asayfa Isser. Which Milsa of Rebbe Kiva? Which Memra of Rebbe Kiva do we hear Hetam Asayfa Isser? Dilma Miyayin Lechudei." Rashi continues, maybe you'll tell me that there's enough wine to make the shear itself. But tziruf, shaykh lemisni bo, so why are we learning lashon of tziruf, of combination? Only because mishum de nivla b'sechapas. To teach you a chiddush that it's nivla b'sechapas, that it's swallowed up into the bread, and still the wine is we have to reckon with it. We have to reckon with that wine for the nazir, even though it's absorbed. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us. This is what the Gemara wants to explain. Why we can't learn Hetam Asayfa Isser from this Mishnah. Ashi continues, Ve'ech Mashayin Kazayis Yayin. How do we actually figure out what is a Kazayis of Yayin? So Ashi says we use a displacement method. Mimale Kli Mipelepe. We fill up a Kli, I think this means to the top. Mipelepe from top, from mouth to mouth. Or maybe Zayis. The Noisin Asaycha, and you put a Zayis into the cup. That amount that came out is a kezayis worth of yayin. And this is how it's found in the tesefta of nozir. Taruvis she'ina be'en she'nivla v'pas. Rashi says taruvis means, again, taruvis means according to Rashi that it's not be'en, the wine is swallowed into the pas, and that's what the Mishnah was teaching us, that even though it's swallowed in, we still say that it's chayiv because we know there's a kezayis of wine in this bread. So Viter, how do we know Hetam Asayfa Isser? So back to Gemara. Gemara says, Elo Rebbe Kiva the Braisa. So Rebbe Kiva, not the Mishnah, but the Braisa. The Sanya, the Braisa taught Rebbe Kiva Omer, Nozir Shashara Pita B'Yayin. So far the same, but here instead of saying Letzarif, Yesh Letzarif, now we say V'Ochal Kizayis Mi Pas Umi Yayin. Here we say clearly that he's eating from both the wine and from the pas, which is mamash mashma, that those two things are making up the shear. This is more mashma this way than the Mishnah that we brought. And it says chayit. And therefore, this, the Gemara says, is taka proof that Rebbe Kiva learns hetem etzayif le'isser is chayit midei raiso, and it's chayit midei raiso. So therefore, you see that Rabbi Yechanan is holding like Rebbe Kiva, in addition to Rebbe Lezer, that hetem etzayif le'isser is belav. So Rashi, he passed miyayin chayiv. Upliyir Rabbanon le. The Rabbanon argue on this. The less luhu hetem etzayif le'isser. They don't hold hetem etzayif le'isser. The ilu pashat hayayin the cholapas. And even if the wine would spread throughout the whole bread, or we're talking about here, Rashi saying something very important. Rashi is saying that in this braisa, we must mean that only part of the bread got absorbed with wine, enough to make a kazayis between the wine and the bread. But it's not that the whole bread was soaked in wine, because then the Rabbanu wouldn't argue with the Rekiva. Why? If the wine would spread in throughout the whole bread, Rabbanu would not argue. Because Rabbanu do hold of Tam Kikr. Rabbanu darshaned, like we said above, in the Braisa, Mishras for Tam Kikr. So they hold of the concept of Tam Kikr. And this would fit the category of Tam Kikr. And if the pass was completely absorbed into the wine was completely absorbed into the pass, then we would say that itself is awesome. But in this case, where only part of it, the Rabbanan would argue the time of the Rabbi Kiva Mishum Tzirufu, the whole reason for Rabbi Kiva is because of the combination, because he said Hetem Tzarefli Yisr V'inami Loi Nishris Kol HaPas. And if we would say that the whole pas did not get soaked into wine, the yayin, Rabbi Kiva would say that even though the whole pas did not get soaked in, we still say Hetem Tzarefli Yisr L'Chiyuvo. Now, like the Rabbanan would only say that in a case where the entire pass was soaked in. The Gemara will pick up next is with Rabbi Kiva. How does he know Tam Ki Iker? If he uses Mishras for Hetem Tzarefli Yisr, I don't know Tam Ki Iker.